The Big Bang Theory. It's a funny show.
Who's Adam West?
But who's Adam West? What do the two of you talk about after the coitus?
We're going to relive some of the show's most memorable moments.
What's going on?
It's not what it looks like. No, it's a tiara.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Jim, hello.
Hey, how are you?
And I'm here on set with the cast to get them to tell us their favourites.
I'm kind of a fangirl about this show.
And let us in on a few secrets.
I'm not a big Star Trek fan, so...
Are you excited?
I'm really excited. Aww. I'm a fan of the show. Welcome to The Big Bang Theory. It all started with a big bang.
Boom!
Music and mythology, Einstein and astrology, it all started with a big bang. It all started with a big bang!
The Big Bang Theory. It all started with a big bang. Presented by Rick Edwards.
This is the opportunity of a lifetime for a Big Bang Theory fan. Full access behind the scenes.
All the sequels, two shots, three shots.
And a chance to talk to the cast and crew to ask them the questions that we fans, by which I mean me, are dying to know the answers to.
All right, here we go. And background action.
Leonard, promise me that when our new waitress comes over, you will not start a complicated on-again, off-again relationship with her, because I'm very, very hungry.
A crew member snaps a clapperboard closed.
It's such a simple idea. Two geeky guys get a hot neighbour.
Guess I'm your new neighbour, Penny. Oh,
Leonard, Sheldon.
Hi.
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 And yet that simple idea has created a comedy supernova in one of the biggest shows in the world.
Wow, you really are a genius.
Not really. I Googled how to do that.
The show has some truly legendary characters.
In our ragtag band of scientists with nothing to lose, I'm the smart one, Wallowitz is the funny one, and Cuthra Polly is the lovable foreigner who struggles to understand our ways and fails.
Now, we all know these geeks and girls so well after 5 years that they hardly need any introduction. But what do the cast think of them?
How would you describe Leonard as a character?
Struggling.
One tequila sunrise.
Thank you. You know, this drink is a wonderful example of how liquids with different specific gravities interact in a cylindrical container. Thank you.
And that's the what's fun about playing him. He's struggling to evolve.
You have destroyed my ability to tolerate idiots. Now come with me.
Where are we going?
We are gonna have sex.
Why? I mean, okay.
Sheldon's first and foremost, a genius.
Are you familiar with meme theory?
I'm familiar with everything, but go on.
He's doing his best to stick to his guns of what he wants while having small moments of learning how to be a more normal human being, for lack of a better word.
And what kind of doctor removes shoes from asses?
Depending on the depth, that's either a proctologist or a general surgeon.
To Kaylee Cuoco.
How would you describe Penny?
Adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Look, guys, for the future, I don't mind killing the big spiders, but you have to at least try with the little ones.
I love that she has become so sarcastic and funny.
The last morsel is called the Greng Zhai piece, and it is reserved for the most important and valued member of the group.
Penny grabs it and eats it.
Thank you all for this high honor.
How would you describe Howard?
I would say a bit of a delusional Casanova. Mm-hmm.
May I say, Penny, not a lot of women could look as hot as you do with such greasy hair.
She pings Howard's eye patch.
More confidence than is good for him. Probably. Or maybe ignorance is bliss. I don't know.
We just got back from that exhibit of those plasticized human cadavers.
And some of those skinless chicks were
Raj is like the Tom Cruise of the sitcom world.
He is. It's the looks.
It's the... No, you know, Raj is the foreigner on the show. He's comes from India, New Delhi, India.
What? Just because I'm Indian, I can't be a Norse god?
No, Raj has to be an Indian god.
He's obviously pathologically shy. He can't talk to women without drinking alcohol.
Okay, look, this never happened. Do you understand me?
He nods.
Really? Still can't talk to me?
I think on the surface, Bernadette is your typical microbiologist, mm-hmm. Kind of nerdy.
In microbiology, the most exciting thing I get to work with is yeast.
But what I love about her is the fact that we've discovered these layers to her. She's kind of got a dark side.
Yes.
She's got a temper.
What the hell is wrong with you? Well,
you were always so nice to me. I thought maybe you liked me.
I'm nice to everyone!
So what you see necessarily isn't what you get with her.
If you and Leonard get back together, Sheldon and I will finally have someone to go on double dates with.
What about me and Howard?
Fine, we can double with you too. So insecure.
How would you describe your character, Amy?
She's straightforward. She's dedicated, and she also knows how to have a good time.
Oh, I know. We'll go to a Native American sweat lodge, we'll take peyote, roll around in the mud, and paint fertility symbols on Bernadette's naked body. So that's happening.
So I think she's a pretty well-rounded person, considering.
Yes, yeah, all things being.
The only person who signed my yearbook was my mother.
Aww.
Dear Amy, self-respect and a hymen are better than friends and fun. Love, Mom.
The Big Bang Theory has just hit an important milestone, 100 episodes. That's impressive for any show. The fans loved it from day one, but did the people who are actually making the show have any inkling that it would go on to be such a huge success?
Chuck Lorre is the man who, along with co-creator Bill Prady, is responsible for the show. In the past 20 years, he's brought some of the biggest shows on TV, including Roseanne and Two and a Half Men.
What gave you the idea for the show in the first place?
It started with Prady telling me, Bill Prady, the co-creator of the show, telling me about his life in the 80s in New York as a computer programmer. And the guys he was hanging out with and working with were all brilliant guys, but they were entirely incompetent in all other aspects of life.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, sorry we're late.
Late? It's 7:05.
And you said the party starts at 7.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you start a party at 7, no one shows up at, you know, 7.
It's 7:05.
And that struck us both as really funny and as a good starting place for a group of characters who are extraordinary, but were struggling to get on with the mundane task of living.
Why on earth are you telling me all this?
I don't know. Sometimes your movements are so lifelike, I forget you're not a real boy.
When you first wrote the pilot, did you have any kind of sense that it could go on to be as successful as it has been?
None whatsoever. No. When Johnny Galecki and Jim Parsons first read together, that was when we started to have hope.
Put this in the bathroom.
What for?
I need to measure my fluid intake and output to make sure my kidneys aren't shutting down.
I mixed pancake batter in this.
I auditioned twice and didn't get hired both times, and they did a pilot and didn't work.
We did the pilot twice. You know, we had two chances to get this right.
And they revamped the script and made it different, and I came back in, and I guess it was all about timing. And I just knocked it out of the ballpark.
It was like, oh God, this is, something's happening here. You could feel something special was happening. It was very apparent that it was better than we'd hoped for. I knew it was a true ensemble, and it was that everyone was just fantastic.
You could sort of sense where it was going to go, that it was going to kind of not be making fun of nerdy people, but sort of give them the voice and make everybody else sort of the laughing stock.
Who's Adam West?
Wait, who's Adam West? What do the two of you talk about after the coitus?
The first night shooting, I think, is really in front of an audience is what cemented it for me, was because they knew the characters immediately and they pulled for him.
I'm sorry, do you speak English?
Oh, he speaks English, he just can't speak to women.
Really? Why?
He's kind of a nerd. Juice box?
The show ultimately is an underdog story, And people like to root for underdogs because everyone in their life has felt like an underdog.
What did I ever do to Jimmy Mullins in the third grade? He still punched me in the face with my own fists.
That transcends cultures, religions, language. That's why it's such an international show. That's why it's popular all over the world.
Whether you're watching the show and saying, like, that's me, or you're watching it going, like, what's up with these guys? There's always something that everyone can relate to being an underdog at some point in their lives.
Hi, Amy, can I talk to Benny?
A guest in my trundle bed and a boy at my door? I wish I could tell 13-year-old me it does get better.
These characters are very lovable. And I'm not talking about Penny, even though she's the most. But the guys, truthfully, I mean, these from day one, you just fall in love with them. But I feel like they've made nerdy and goofy kind of sexy.
The boys suddenly leap to their feet in ecstasy.
I don't think it's the specific geekiness or science or Star Trek-y stuff, because none of us are really into that stuff in real life. And I know a lot of people that aren't, that love the show. So I think there's a human connection to feeling like an outsider or trying to figure out sort of the rules, the handbook of life.
I love that it's a show about smart people. I love that it's a show about the quirks of smart people and sort of the social dynamics of people other than the Beverly Hills 90210 friends, attractive people hooking up in different permutations kind of show.
Last night, I was strong-armed into an evening of harp music and spooning with an emotional Amy Farrah Fowler. This on a night that I had originally designated for solving the space-time geometry in higher spin gravity and building my Lego Death Star.
Don't go anywhere, because we've got more Big Bang action after the break.
I thought he would be killed off or something.
Everybody on the set's kind of crying.
I don't want to have to work with a child every week on this set, so no.
It all started with a big bang. It all started with a big bang.
Welcome back to The Big Bang Theory. It all started with a big bang.
There's no denying that the gang on The Big Bang Theory get themselves into some peculiar pickles. Over 100 episodes, we've seen some outrageous behaviour. But what keeps us watching isn't the wacky antics, it's the relationships.
The friendships and romances on the show have grown and developed over the years. The guys have actually made friends with some girls. Howard grew out of his bromance with Raj and found love with Bernadette. Sheldon has a girlfriend. And Leonard and Penny, well, they're just Leonard and Penny.
It's been an interesting ride for these two. From their first kiss in episode 6 to their breakup in episode 59 to whatever it is they have now, it's been an on-off, on-off delight to watch. Forgotten the details? Here are the highlights.
New neighbor?
Evidently.
Penny kisses Leonard.
What about if you went out with me?
Yes, I will go out with you.
Leonard has no business being involved with a waitress slash actress who felt so insecure that she lied to him about finishing community college.
What about that really long hug? What did that mean?
It means I wish you were going.
Leonard, you're back.
Yeah, I just stopped by to say.
Let's slide over to Sheldon's spot and make out.
You are a dirty girl. I love you, Penny.
Thank you.
So we're in two different places emotionally, so what? That's fine. No. In fact, it makes sense, because let's face it, I've been in this relationship 2 years longer than you.
This isn't fair to you, Leonard. I'm sorry. I screwed up. Leonard's a great guy. Never should have broken up with him.
What's going on?
Oh. it's not what it looks like.
Penny, do you have plans for dinner?
Why, are you guys going somewhere?
No, I mean just you and me.
Have you thought this through?
Yes, and I think we should go anyway.
I think if I could choose, I would love them to end up together at the end of the day. Not anytime soon, but you know how relationships are. They go on and off. You date someone, you break up, you become friends, your friends deal with it. Like, it's kind of a, because they're so close, too, so it's always going to affect everyone. So, you know, I like the ride that the writers are taking them on. I think it's really fun, and I think it's real.
I have a real soft spot in my heart for those two, and I think they are the loves of one another's lives. Mm. They just don't have it together in other areas of their life. There's a real visceral thing between the two of them, and they both just have a whole lot to learn.
Our babies will be smart and beautiful.
Not to mention imaginary.
One couple who, despite all odds, do seem to have it together are Sheldon and Amy.
Personally, I love the Amy and Sheldon relationship because I think it's a very different kind of sweet.
Yeah.
And it's a very different kind of tender.
Possible explanations for your symptoms are, in descending order of likelihood, hyperthyroidism, premature menopause, hosting an alien parasite, or, and I only include it for the sake of covering absolutely all bases, sexual arousal.
Where would I have picked up an alien parasite?
Amy and Sheldon are in the relationship agreement phase.
A binding covenant that in its 31 pages enumerates, iterates, and codifies the rights and responsibilities of Sheldon Lee Cooper, here and after known as the boyfriend, and Amy Farrah Fowler, here and after known as the girlfriend.
So romantic.
It's just this beautifully odd situation if he really seems to enjoy her company. And there's obviously a slight attraction slash attachment there that has just sort of come upon him.
You're a vixen, Amy Farrah Fowler.
Chuck Lorre.
There was a lot of pressure from, you know, fans that he be in a romantic relationship, but I didn't want to, miss out on an opportunity to have a character living life on his own terms. And that's what's wonderful about these characters, and particularly Jim's character. He's living life on his own terms.
Proposal. One wild night of torrid lovemaking that soothes my soul and inflames my loins.
Whether you agree with it or not, whether you agree with how he's having a relationship with Amy Farrah Fowler, that's the relationship. They've established a relationship that works for them. And I think that's admirable.
Counter proposal. I will gently stroke your head and repeat, who's a good Amy?
Rounding out the trio of couples on the show are the pint-sized Howard and Bernadette.
When the show started, did you ever think that Howard would get engaged?
No, I thought he would be killed off or something. I certainly not the first to kind of find love.
Yes, I will marry you.
You will?
I will.
Oh, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too.
It was just the perfect storm of, for whatever reason, these two people balance each other out.
Don't take him too seriously. A lot of what he says is intended as humor.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's very funny.
Me neither, but he just lights up when I laugh.
I think that these characters, there's so much love between them, so whether they actually marry or whether they don't, I think it'll be great.
What is that behind your ear? Oh, look, it's a condom.
Howard and Bernadette grin at each other, then fall onto a bed as they kiss.
Well, ladies, we killed the bottle.
The Big Bang Theory is about more than romance, of course. It's really about friendships, and those can be the most entertaining relationships on the show. My favourite? Come on, easy. Howard and Raj.
Do friendship.
How would you describe Raj's friendship with Howard?
It's a bromance. It's a classic bromance.
All right, honey, if we're gonna make the movie, we should go.
Raj and Bernadette stand.
This may be hard for you to hear, but when I say honey, I mean my fiancé. Yeah, well, now it means her.
I think that it can be misconstrued into a physical sort of relationship, that they have the physical hots for each other. Or, you know, that's not happening.
There are a lot of girls out there who want to kiss you.
Where?
You just have to look.
In slow motion, Raj goes to kiss Bernadette, but Howard intervenes and ends up kissing him instead. Raj opens his eyes to find himself cupping Howard's face.
There have been so many memorable Big Bang Theory moments. Some of my personal favorites are Sheldon dressed as a Doppler effect.
I don't care if anybody gets it. I'm going as the Doppler effect.
Howard's robot arm incident.
You slipped and fell into a robot hand.
Yes.
Penis first.
That's not important, though. Which moments stick in the minds of the cast and the creators?
There was an episode where
they wanted Sheldon to learn how to drive. There was this simulation exercise that he had on the TV with the video game to practice driving.
Hit the brakes! Hit the brakes!
They all jump.
The commitment of everybody as one group to get it done, it was sheer joy.
I like the one where Howard cries to Penny and then tries to kiss her and gets punched.
From Penny's point of view, Howard closes his eyes as he puckers up and leans towards her. Her expression fills with horror, then she punches him.
Obviously the tiara scene.
Sheldon, you are the most shallow, self-centered person I have ever met. Do you really think that another transparently oh, it's a tiara! A tiara! I have a tiara! Put it on me!
Rick's with Melissa.
Do you have a favorite scene or episode?
Oh, goodness. I'm kind of a fangirl about this show. The scene where Penny gave Sheldon the Leonard Nimoy autograph, I think, was one of my most favorite moments.
To Sheldon, live long and prosper. Leonard Nimoy.
Penny smiles.
He came into the restaurant. Sorry, the napkin's dirty. He wiped his mouth with it.
The gift was a wonderful gesture, but the moment that everybody was struck by was, you know, we had this character who was so disaffected and so, you know, alienated from people hugging her in that moment because he was so overcome with joy.
Sheldon hugs her stiffly.
We're making a situation comedy here, and we have to make one every week, but, you know, everybody on the set's kind of crying, and it got very emotional.
Now, just because there are so many great moments in the past doesn't mean there won't be lots of great moments in the future. On the contrary, there will be. What they'll come up with is anybody's guess.
Here we go into the future.
Do you have kind of thoughts and hopes for Sheldon in the future? Like,
what would I want for him? That he wins the Nobel finally? I mean, you know, that's like getting a couple together at the end of an episode. Where's his fight then? You know, do I want him and Amy to have a test tube baby? I don't want to have to work with a child every week on this set, so no.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah.
So do you have hopes and aspirations for Howard's future?
For the better of his own being, I would say I hope he can manage to get out from under his mother's fat thumb.
I don't know if they'll actually make it down the aisle or if they will or won't.
I want them to get married because I think if we see that scene, then presumably Howard's mother will have to be there.
At the actual wedding, she could surface, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope Penny gets another job than working at the Cheesecake Factory.
She's good there, though.
She is really good at the Cheesecake Factory, but I'm kind of sick of the uniform.
Mm.
So I'd love to maybe work at sushi.
Do you feel like Raj will eventually be able to talk to girls without the aid
of a
drink?
If it's not drink, it'll be something else.
Hard to believe that we've already had 100 episodes of The Big Bang Theory. But we have. Here's to 100 more.
We're not writing Lost. We have no idea where this is going.
It's not a big deal. Not